I am here, Lord. We've been dancing together to the song, Draw Me Close to You. Oh, I needed to hear that song. I spent the day looking for that silly tooth I lost, and I finally decided it wasn't worth it for the time we have on earth. I don't think I'll need it anyway. But I'll tell you this much, we tore that room and the next room apart, and Holy Spirit just didn't allow us to find it. And I felt badly about wasting time. So this song was just what I needed, and it was the one that he picked. So I put it on repeat, just stayed in that sweet place with him. Well, by his grace, I was tucked under his holy chin and dancing with him. The look of contentment and deep joy he had on his face. Oh, it was so worth it to see that deep, deep contentment from my Jesus. I just let the song play over and over again until he finally asked me to come aside and speak with him. So here I am, Lord. Your words mean everything to me. He began, I wanted to answer your musing about the rapture. Yes, it is written, some will be saved as though going through a fire, but I do not intend that for my bride. I have been steadily burning impurities from your hearts here on this earth. Shall I not reward your faithfulness? Shall I add burning corrections to all you've already suffered for me? No, I tell you, I will not. You are going to experience sheer, unadulterated bliss the very moment I take you up. You will forget about the earth and be encapsulated in the joy of my heart. While I must deal with the earth, you will be free from dealing with the earth and seated at the finest banqueting table that has ever existed. We will be caught up together in joy unspeakable. This is a celebration, Claire, a time of ecstatic joy for my bride has been brought home to me. Yes, in a twinkling of an eye, you should be changed. This corruption shall put on incorruption. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. It's 1 Corinthians 15:53. Yes, you will indeed be changed from labor to freedom, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, raised to the status of my bride and heavenly spouse. No more will your sins trouble you. No more will the enemy buffet you. No more will you misunderstand or be misunderstood. No more will you labor under the slavery of your sin nature, at constant battle with your flesh. Oh, how I look forward to the moment I can dance the dance of joy with my bride before the citizens of heaven and bring her into the place I created just for her. That day you will at long last discover your indescribable beauty, hidden from you during your earthly sojourn. That day you will put on the incorruptible, untarnishable crown of eternal life and step up to the throne I've created for you since before time began. No, this surely will not be a time of correction and purification. It shall be a time of transformation and freedom from the past. My bride, that is why I'm being so very careful with you now, to give you plenty of time to repent for those sins you never recognized. That's what I mean by preparation. In this way, everything is under my blood, never to be seen again, dissolved in my sea of mercy. Nor shall any spirit ever be able to bring up your past to you again. Yes, you will stand in my righteousness, in my glory for ages and ages and ages to come. You will be taught and trained in preparation for your return to earth to rule with me. The government will be one of righteousness, integrity, justice, and peacekeeping. You will learn and understand in greater depth than ever before the nature of men and the nature of demons. You will be instructed in healing, deliverance, infusions of knowledge, impartations, and ordination, that you are fully equipped to bring all men to the knowledge of God and inspire them to release their lives to me. Yes, you will harvest much fruit and lay the groundwork for a just earth, where the poor are provided for, where corruption will not be tolerated, where greed and gain will be severely dealt with. There will be much during that time that no one has ever really pondered, because of the institution of laws and order. Much training and enforcement will be required. Angels will be assigned to you. Men and women also will serve you. And those who do not accept my rule will be confined and given chances for healing, growth, and new life. You will find that many who appeared reprobate were strapped into terrible bondage and twisted from birth by the sins of their parents. As their limbs are untwisted and they learn how to stand and walk, they will renounce the ways of darkness and embrace the abundant life I offer them. You will understand deeply with heartfelt compassion the very nature of those who choose sin and why, so that you may be doctors of souls, bringing freedom and restoration to the glorious vision I hold in my heart for each of them. Yes, oh yes, there is so much to look forward to, and nothing to fear. So prepare yourselves, my brides. Prepare for the most wonderful and liberating experience ever to be had. Stay repentant every day, and let not any sin take foothold in you. Rather, come to me immediately for forgiveness and strength. Understand, no one is hopeless. I am merciful and compassionate, knowing the frailty of all flesh. Your desire to be made perfect for me will be counted as having been accomplished, rather than incomplete and lacking. What your efforts have not accomplished, my grace will finish. Go now in joyful expectation of that day. Keep it always in the forefront of your mind. Do not let the enemy steal it from you. Hold fast to what I have taught you. I am coming for you, too soon to be mentioned